Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
In America, the land of In God We Trust, religion and politics are always somewhat tangled.
This is Nina calling from Charleston, South Carolina. While Judaism isn't the same as Zionism, the belief that Israel should exist as a Jewish state, it is one held by most Jews, including me. But I've become deeply conflicted about that belief due to Israel's occupation of the West Bank.
This is Jeremy from Dallas, and yes, of course my faith informs my views of politics as well as everything else, where we came from, where we're going, and why we're here. The other way around wouldn't even make sense. I don't choose to believe what I believe about eternity based on my party affiliation.
My name is Mary, and I'm calling from San Diego. I'm a cradle Catholic, and the first thing I remember learning was to love my neighbor and to help people who were less fortunate than I was. And so for those reasons, I've been a lifelong Democrat.
In the 2016 election, evangelicals were critical to the election of Donald Trump. 81% voted for him, just as they helped elect every Republican president since 1980, with big-name Christian leaders like Pat Roberts, Jerry Falwell, and Billy Graham. In her new book called The Evangelicals, The Struggle to Shape America, author Frances Fitzgerald says 2016 may be the last time evangelicals vote as a bloc for the GOP, which would end a long tradition in which evangelicals have voted in unison.
For the first part of the 19th century, all Protestants were evangelicals. Since almost all Americans were Protestants, that meant almost everybody. So it was only after the split between conservatives and liberals, and then between fundamentalists and modernists or mainline churches, that there was even any question about who wanted what. There was simply no fights before that. United States was culturally Protestant, and that found its way into the laws without anybody even noticing. But after this break between the two, it really wasn't until 1980 or so that conservative Protestants, not all of them fundamentalists by any means, began to feel that the United States was moving away from Christianity and that Supreme Court and other courts were reversing the Protestant laws that had been in place for a century and were also moving on in terms of things like Roe v. Wade and privacy laws that hadn't existed before. So that's when there was a real fight. And ever since then, really, it's been a question of how much power they have.
Has abortion been a central issue within the evangelical Christian movement, or is it an opportunity for evangelicals to use an issue to actually gain more influence in Washington?
Well, during the 70s, when Jerry Falwell's Christian right movement was coming into being, they didn't bother about abortion so much because they thought of that as a Catholic issue. Traditionally, they despised Catholics. But gradually, as time went on, pastors, the sort of quasi-intellectuals of the movement, convinced them that abortion was, as the Catholics said, murder. Whereas previously, therapeutic abortions had been very much the Protestant idea.
An acceptable
absolutely
idea.
Acceptable. But once this shift happened, and it did, and I think it's an issue that goes very deep now in the evangelical world. I mean, evangelicals are more Catholic than the Catholics at the moment about the issue. And of course, you know, everything gets used in Washington from time to time, but this is something that I think people feel very strongly about.
A superficial look at the history of evangelicals dating from the 1980s would suggest that Ronald Reagan sold evangelicals down the river, that their influence was solicited, but in the end, the moral majority program didn't really get adopted or fought for by any of the Republican presidents. And now here we have another moment of evangelicals who were crucial in the election of a president. Will the pattern be repeated?
Well, it's quite possible. But on the other hand, Trump has, you know, at least five important officials, beginning with his vice president, who are evangelicals, but not just that, who are really Christian right. So often you find that, especially with George W. Bush, for example, that while there was not enormous legislation passed for them in Washington, that just having a president in power whose sympathies were with the Christian right enabled states to do things that they wouldn't otherwise have done, and its own administration to change things in their favor.
What would you say evangelicals' influence is in American politics today? Equal on both sides of the parties, confined to the GOP, different than the 80s?
81% of evangelicals voted for Trump. And it's been above 60% since, I think, George Bush the first. So they're probably the most Republican of interest groups in the United States.
So if anything, the trend is continuing.
But at the same time, it's become a much more splintered a group than before. There's an important progressive wing to the evangelical movement right now. And that actually started almost exactly in 2005. The re-election of Bush, with very much the help of the Christian right because of the issue of same-sex marriage. And the Christian right went all out campaigning constitutional amendments in the states and also for the re-election of Bush, the hero. And so there are a lot of people who just initially felt that the evangelicals were becoming a part of the GOP, and that's how people were seeing them and not seeing them as religious people.
The climate change being part of the issue.
Very much so. And, you know, shouldn't we think about other things opposed to the sort of below-the-belt issues that the Christian right was so keen on, poverty being a big one? At least the polls would show that the millennial generation of evangelicals is much more sort of social justice-oriented than its parents or grandparents.
Frances Fitzgerald, thanks so much.
Thank you very much.
Frances Fitzgerald is the author of The Evangelicals, The Struggle to Shape America. Her book is out today.